to partner with Metro 0xE05173. We talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern, Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsleps.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
Hey, hold on, you've got to get us out of here now! I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart. You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello. This is Zoe from Z to Infinity. Today is March 22nd. I think yesterday was March 21st and the first day of spring, but I'm not sure. Anyhow, so many changes are taking place and things are happening so fast. Sometimes it kind of causes this whirl spin in your mind, the way things are happening so fast. From broken noses to broken trucks to broken main water lines to people that you've known that have passed away and animals that you cherish that have died. So many changes. Never know what's going to happen next. And it changes, well, you know, a lot of people are facing a lot of different changes. And I guess that's part of life. Oh, my cat and dog just got into a fight. But, so, you know, you just have to learn to carry on. And, sometimes we wonder if we can carry on. We just have to gather that strength. You know, I feel bad for the soldiers. They're getting murdered. For what reason, I don't know. You know, and their families are losing their children in the military. And it's pretty sad because, you know, you don't want to lose your kids, don't want to lose your loved ones for a stupid war. For what reason? Who knows? Because I don't know. I really don't know. And I never did like war. I never liked it at all. And I had parents that went through the war. And having to listen, well, they didn't really talk about it much, but, you know, just really, I mean, you can feel the vibrations of generational wars, and it just doesn't feel good. It just doesn't feel good at all. Rather frightening. You try to get over that fear and thinking, you know, of what the government's doing to you. From injections to chemtrails in the sky that you're breathing in, that, like, what the heck are they spraying up there? I mean, I used to notice lines in the sky back in the 90s and think, am I seeing things? Am I really losing my mind here? And then I'd have an old friend that's no longer on this planet that'd say, that's called chemtrail. And I said, what? What is that? He says, it's a line that stays in the sky. It comes out of a plane. I said, no way. That can't be. He goes, yeah, just look at it. And so sometimes when I would be working, I'd just be out there smoking a cigarette. And I'd look in the sky, and I really wouldn't see many of them, you know, back in the 90s. But I would see some. And noticed them in the sky there and thought, oh my gosh, that's staying up in the sky. What does that mean? And then it just became more and more predominant, especially in California. I don't know why. Then it started spreading around everywhere else. And now you see lines a lot. And it's like, you know, sometimes it's spreads. You see those lines, they come through the sky, and then it just kind of throughout, it just spreads out. And where it was once a blue sky, a really pretty blue sky, well, then it turns really ugly gray. And not only does it turn an ugly gray, but then you can see, like, it starts dripping down. So you start noticing, oh my gosh, it's, you know, I look at trees and I look at the sky a lot. I've always been a sky gazer, and I really like the night, like the moon and stars and everything like that. But during, you know, during the day you can see, and I, you know, study, you know, when I was in college, you can, they would say that, you know, when I could see the auras coming off the trees and notice that some of these trees got clogged up and would wonder, why are these trees getting, you know, they're having a hard time breathing. And then I talked to some people and they'd say it's due to the chemtrails. And I'd say, how can the chemtrails cause trees to look like they're dying? And they say, well, it kind of, you know, they do have pores. Trees and plants have pores. And so those chemtrails are going, you know, coming down and going into suffocating the trees, okay? That's what it's doing. It's suffocating the trees. And I said, it's suffocating the trees? And they'd say, yes, it's suffocating the trees, and then it's also going into the water, and it's going into the land, aluminum and barium, and people are breathing it in, and that's why people and children are getting asthma and having a hard time breathing, and it's affecting your vocal cords and your vocal tone. And your voice. It's also affecting the vegetables and the animals and everything else. Well, now it's not only that, but they made people take that injection. You know, some people took it. Some people wanted to take it. They were like, oh, I'll be first in line. Well, they wanted to be first in line. Some people were told, well, you need to take the injection or you're not going to have this job anymore. And they didn't, you know, they were scared. And so they took it. A lot of them passed away now. I hear it maybe every day. Gosh, I just can't believe it. You know, heart problems and complications of different complications and blood clots and who knows what. And it's very disturbing that the government wants to kill us. Then there's wars with Russia, China, and you look at Paris and France and other countries, and then here in the United States you've got who knows what crossing the border. And it's not fun living in a fear-minded way or living in a panicky type of way, always wondering what's going to happen next. What's going to happen next? Then they want to kill your chickens and they want to kill your cows and trains are blowing up and buildings are blowing up and it seems like a sci-fi movie, but it's actually real life. Or you think it's real life. And so many things are like happening. You don't know what's going to happen next. And it's kind of frightening. And, you know, I used to remember that things used to be more joyful and fun and stuff like that. But anyway, some people say, nothing new under the sun. You know, it's always been this way. Well, California's flooding. You know, I've never seen California flooding. I mean, never, ever seen California flooding where houses are being flooded out. Monterey is totally flooded. It's kind of like the ocean, but an inland ocean. Worse than going down a river on a rafting trip. Rapids, which are pretty hard rapids. I mean, just total dilate. I don't know how to say this word. Total destruction. And you wonder, you know, is this man-made? Did God do it? Then you see snow, you know, covering buildings and houses. So much snow in Mammoth and other parts. And Big Bear, well, 12 people, I don't know, maybe more, died. And I don't know why nobody really helped the people out there. And I've never really seen snow out there because right below Big Bear is San Bernardino, and which is pretty dry. Then you got Ontario, which is pretty dry. And so there you got Big Bear, and it's not very high up there, but it's up there in the mountain. Might take you 45 minutes to, I don't know, drive from San Bernardino up there to the top, I don't know, top to the mountain. Not very that far. And so you got people snowed in, they've got broken pipes, they've got broken, the electricity doesn't work, so they're without heat or electricity or water, or you can't use the toilet and, you know, everything else, you know, because their house is covered with snow. The roads are covered with snow. Everything is covered with snow. They're snowed in. Their cars are totally covered with snow. Well, thank goodness for these people, these guys that came from another state, which I'm not sure which state they came from, that took their heavy-duty equipment with them on their own money and paid for their gas and everything else and took the initiative to go up to Big Bear, which had never probably been there before. And so they took the initiative to go up to Big Bear. There was like, I don't know, maybe five of them. And so they went up to Big Bear with their heavy-duty equipment and started, you know, helping the people out there that were totally stuck, snowed in, at crying for help. And nobody helped them. And then once those guys got up there with their heavy-duty equipment, which they paid, you know, the gas and travel expenses and everything else, well, others, you know, decided on joining in and helping as well. Well, it took their initiative to get everything on the roll and started to help these poor people, you know, not poor, but these poor people up there in Big Bear stuck in the snow that were dying. And their store caved in due to the heavy-duty snow. And so that really frightened them. I mean, they were like fear-based in crisis mode and frightened, you know, with snowed in. They can't get out of there because they're totally snowed in. And the roads are snowed in. Their cars are snowed in. They can't walk in that snow because it's like as taller than they are. But luckily, those guys, whoever, I don't remember what their names are, luckily those guys took the initiative to go out there and help him. And then after that, after they arrived and started working on the roads and, you know, helping the poor people get some food and water, because some of them didn't have any food or water. Some other, you know, people decided on helping too, which was good. But anyway, so it's just so many different things. And you wonder, was this man-made? Because the government and scientists have the ability to cause snow, flooding. They can make it rain and flood wherever they want. They can put out fires. I don't know why they didn't put out the fires when they, the DEW started, which is Directed Energy Weapons, started the fires there in California and take it out with the water that they can do, produce, which I don't know how they do it, but it's really, you know, they can cause floods. They can cause fires. They can cause snow. They can can cause weather manipulation, weather warfare, and why are they destroying California? And so it's just really strange. And you just watch these cars floating by and water, it's like inland ocean. And so when I had to go to the doctors this week, I asked the people that were at the hospital, I said, did you know that California is flooded? And the young lady said, no. I said, what do you mean, no? You don't know that parts of California got flooded? Oh, no, I didn't even know that. I said, you should really check it out because it's really interesting what's taking place. Did you know that it really snowed really heavily in Mammoth area and Big Bear, and some people even passed away? What? No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that either. I said, you don't know that? Wow, it's amazing. But anyway, so I'm going to listen to something about Steve Quayle. And here we go. And this is Zoe from Z to Infinity. And we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, all we know is right now, our past is gone. There's nothing we can do about it. Sometimes I would like to go back in the past. But I can't do that. I don't have a time machine, even though the government does. They have a time machine. They can manipulate time. But I can't. And I can't go in the future and change things either. All I have is right now. But anyway, here's Steve Quayle.
Which is another bombshell segment. So here we go. Enjoy. Welcome to this emergency meltdown broadcast here on Brightown.com. I'm Mike Adams. I'm going to be joined today by Steve Quayle. And the world's financial system is absolutely falling apart. Credit Suisse just experienced both a bailout and a bail-in at the same time. $17 billion in bonds were just zeroed out illegally, by the way, just wiped out as part of this bailout. Four banks have now failed in the last 12 days, three of them in the United States, and then Credit Suisse. And it looks like at least one more bank is about to fail in the United States. And the deep state is working to try to arrest President Donald J. Trump, trying to set off, a civil war? What is this? So joining me today is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com with additional analysis for this emergency broadcast. Steve, it's great to have you back on. Thanks for jumping in last minute, but the world's falling apart. We needed you here. Thanks for joining me.
Well, Mike, it's a privilege and a pleasure. And I think most people have to understand that this is not theoretical. It's not in the future sometime. It's happening now. And first it was the J6 people that showed up in Washington that got arrested. Now Donald Trump is going to possibly be arrested. There's mixed signals being sent, but the city of New York thinks he's going to be arrested. The prosecuting attorney was paid $1 million by George Soros to make sure, and I'm understanding from the people in the background, that he promised Soros he would see Trump locked up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a heinous abrogation, egregious, basically dissolution of due process under the law. Meanwhile, we're getting all the revelations of over 152 to 154 currency transaction reports, suspicious currency transaction reports. By the way, any one of those would most likely result in a full-fledged FBI investigation just being put on the side. And Mike, I'm told, forget about the millions. We're talking about billions of dollars.
But you're talking about the suspicious activity reports from the Biden family, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for – I'm sorry. I wasn't clear. Meanwhile, we're getting all the revelations of transaction reports. That's filed with FinCEN, Financial Crimes – notice the name, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. And I wonder how the American people are going to react when they find out that $20 billion of the aid to the Ukraine was siphoned off to the Zelensky-Biden world. Now, I couldn't know those numbers unless somebody shared those numbers with me. And Mike, what we're watching now is the barricades going up in New York. And I want people to understand, am I frozen or am I still talking?
No, you're still good. Go ahead.
Yeah. We're watching the literal implementation of when Kamala Harris made the statement that they keep records and there's 125 million people that they plan to do away with. That's you, that's me, that's our viewers, that's our listeners. And I want everybody to have a baptism of reality check in what they see going on. Because even now, as you and I are recording for this broadcast, the thing is that American Express cards are down. The down detector is off the hook. I want people to go into the realm of reality. What happens if this thing starts to go kinetic? Kinetic means that there are a lot of people, 50% of the American population believes the last election was stolen. 50% of the American population pretty much believes that people are forcing a civil war. And by the way, that term is used more by the left than it's ever used by the right.
Well wait a second. Are you thinking that this this engineered arrest of Trump, which, you know, obviously it's a partisan, fabricated selective application of law? You know, they would never arrest Hillary Clinton, obviously. They would never arrest Bill Clinton or anybody on the left or the Biden family. But they're doing this to Trump, and then they're trying to set up almost like a J6 kind of trap. Is that how you think this might go down, where they want to get a bunch of protesters in New York and then have some provocateurs come in and try to, you know, more FBI undercover agents in there, you know, committing acts of violence to blame Trump supporters?
Well, absolutely. And notice that the courts have completely avoided all the information that Tucker Carlson has produced and McCarthy has produced. You know, the thing is it's a setup, ladies and gentlemen, but the setup has deadly consequences. And isn't it interesting, Mike, that while we're having the situation with Donald Trump, we're having the situation within days, actually, I think it was within 24 to 36 hours, of President Putin being charged by the International Criminal Court, which has no jurisdiction either in Russia or in the United States. People have got to understand, I want to go on record as saying this, the entire Russian dossier setup against Donald Trump was nothing more than a communist cover-up and coup by the Chinese Communist Party and their total control of the majority of our Congress and Senate. Now, those are powerful words. I stand by it, because in everything we're finding out now with the CCP and Hunter Biden, and again, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking millions. That's mouse money. We're talking billions.
Yeah, and isn't it? Well, no, but about the arrest, isn't it interesting? So the ICC issues an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. The U.S. doesn't even recognize the authority of the ICC, number one. And then secondly, then in the U.S., a rogue DA funded by George Soros, a European WEF globalist, issues an arrest warrant or is about to for President Trump. So you see what the globalists and the left does, right? They just issue arrest warrants for anybody that they don't like. They censor anybody that they don't like, but they are the real criminals. They're the ones involved in the money laundering, the fraud, the child trafficking, the prostitution, the drug use, the gun running. I mean, what do you think funds Democrats' campaigns in California? You know, it's all the things I just mentioned. That's their campaign finance plan in a nutshell right there. They are the real criminals, but they want to lock up everybody who opposes them. That's where we are right now.
Absolutely. But remember this, you cannot have a successful communist revolution and overthrow without it going kinetic. There must be blood.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, before we continue, let me plug your site for people. So there's stevequayle.com that I'm showing right now. If you put that up. Yeah, stevequayle.com is one of the sites that you have. And then you also have this Steve Quayle Private Briefings subscription. This is on gensix.com. That's gensix.com. Gen6.com, private briefings, $149 a year. And you get very frequent emails with these private briefings. And I know, Steve, you share a lot of these briefings with me privately as well. And I really appreciate it. And it is truly bombshell information. You want to describe just real quickly what people get with this?
Sure. Private briefings is what intel and information comes to me from all the different sources over the years. I've been on talk radio and not only talk radio, but shortwave radio and every form of, you know, communication that's out there. And private briefings goes out twice a week, and it's in-depth, behind-the-scenes look. And I say, and I can back it up, Mike, you get them. There's nothing else like them in the world. And I've even had people that work for certain lettered agencies say, you get better briefings than we get. Well, it's not yeah. me. It's, no, that's a true statement. And here's the deal. People need to grow up and understand that information is the most valuable commodity in the world. And if you don't think so, remember this, that Ancestry.com just sold for $4.3 billion. And everybody wants information, information, information. And Mike, all the information that we provide on private briefings, the majority of it does not exist either on the internet until obviously someone rips it off, but it goes to people who are really concerned, and they got a heads up. A good example, excuse me, is Operation Sandman. And we're right now watching the repudiation of the U.S. dollar every day, 3, 4, 5, or in this case, Africa meeting in Russia, 40 nations. Everybody is repudiating the U.S. dollar. We got the biggest news in history 2 weeks ago that there were no UST bills, treasury bills, treasury bond, or treasury notes being sold. There are no buyers, ladies and gentlemen. In essence, the world is repudiating the U.S. dollar. They consider it valueless. So that was told to the private briefing subscribers over a year ago. Russia's advanced weapons systems that now we are just told in the last week, that was the most astonishing statement that Russia says, okay, you don't believe us, we're going to launch 4 of our missiles from submarine launched ballistic missiles from the Pacific Ocean, and they're going to have dummy warheads. Now, the question is, does the Pentagon respond saying, well, what happens if they're not dummies? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just flew 2 B-52 nuclear bombers against Russia in the last week. So now Russia.
Well, and the U.S. has done that too. The U.S. has done. We're gonna do practice launches, and then Russia is asking the same question. What if that's real? But about your currency, I want to show you this. So here's a stack of currency that has already collapsed. All these different currencies, different countries. Here's a stack of currency that's going to collapse, the dollar. Now, I have here on my desk, I had this here from last week. Here's a $10 trillion note, $10 trillion from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Hey, Steve, look, I'm a trillionaire, right? In fact, I've got trillions upon billions, Yugoslavia, you know, Venezuela, you name it. And then this stack, which, by the way, folks, this is actually Hollywood money. It's not real. But this would be $10,000 if it were real. But it actually says for motion picture use on it. But anyway, but what's the difference? I mean, it's all going to be worthless anyway. This is going to be worth what this is worth, which is zero. So
correct.
There
and,
you go.
And the Zimbabwe used to be called Rhodesia, Mike, and it used to take 1 shilling. To buy 1 egg, and now I believe it's close to 1 million or 1 billion shillings or Zimbabwe dollars to buy an egg. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Hyperinflation collapses civilization and leads to war. Now, I just want to make this point for private briefings. No place else in the internet, on the internet, or, you know, even in the rumor mill was dealing with Operation Sandman. Even now I'm being told that the OPEC nations, or let's see, what oil, petroleum exporting countries, are meeting, and they're having meetings among themselves at the coordinated declaration that they will no longer take the American dollar. Yes. Not only will it be OPEC, but we've already seen BRICS absolutely refuting it. China is, I'm told, selling all American debt, T-bills, bonds, and notes at 10 cents on the dollar, and they can't find
what?
Any acres.
10 cents on the dollar?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? A 90% haircut?
I'm not kidding.
I mean, because that kind of price is a price. Let's say if a bank were selling bonds or a city, municipal bonds, if they were taking a 90% haircut, that would mean that the investors believe that that entity is bankrupt and on the verge of collapse. Correct?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Credit Suisse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It goes from $150 billion in net worth. Actually, I think it was $149.9 billion, the last official statement. And now we're told it was bought out for $2 billion, then $3 billion. And then just in the last couple hours, information's coming in that UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, wants to duck out. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse is like the pivotal epitome of snob banking worldwide.
Well, hold on. You just said UBS wants to back out of this deal? Is that, I mean, because...
That's the rumor in the background. I can't say it's accurate. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Real problems, because even after the announcement, you mentioned it, even after the announcement, Mike, that UBS would be absorbing Credit Suisse, and it first started out at $1 billion, then it went to $2.3,
right,
and then it went up to $3.2, and then it was going to be basically underwritten financially by the Swiss National Bank, SNB, to the tune of $100 billion guaranteed. So, well, we're watching the pivotal foundational bank in the world that's been around for 150 years and owned a lot of very wealthy Arab nations and clients, had a lot of money there.
Here's a screen from CNBC showing a $17 billion wipeout of Credit Suisse bondholders has not gone down well in Europe. And I'm sorry to interrupt there, Steve, but your bandwidth was on vacation there for a second. But what this is showing is that these AT1 bondholders have been lost, completely lost. Now, what this says to all potential bond investors or buyers down the road, Steve, is that if you buy bonds from a bank, even a systemically important bank, right? The SIBs, S-I-B, systemically important bank, if you buy bonds from that bank, those bonds can be zeroed out. That's a bail-in. And if that can happen to Credit Suisse, that can happen to Wells Fargo or J.P. Morgan or Bank of America. It can happen anywhere in America, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Your thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, I would say this. That's what's happening behind the scenes right now. It's insane that we can have a stock market at one point up 400 points when over the weekend, some of the biggest banks on Friday, actually even Thursday, Friday, people were withdrawing so much cash, and also the ATM machines, that technically, had the Fed not allowed them access to additional funds, they would have been insolvent, Mike.
Yes.
Now, that's $35 billion in Wells alone. Now, these are numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that aren't out there. But since when has – and this is a good question to ask all of our – viewers, Mike, since when have they mean the mainstream accessories to vomitous press brokers, and that's what they are, vomit, in my opinion. Don't get mad at Mike. Those are my words. But since when have they ever been right? They're playing catch up, and that's why it's so important on my private briefings. Listen, most of my private briefing subscribers had all the details. And I'm getting emails today saying, thank you. You warned us. If you hadn't, we would have lost everything. And so I'm holding up gold right here, okay? This is a 1 ounce Royal Canadian mint, 1 ounce gold bar. There's a rush on for this. Talk to any gold brokers. It's been kind of a dull period. All of a sudden, the switch has gone on. And we've been warning everybody over the years, but just in the last year, that when people finally get panicked, you're going to see people go into precious metals like there's no tomorrow. And what's interesting to me, and I've been in the precious metals business for 40 years, okay? 40 years. So what's interesting is that people who believe that they have paper gold, like exchange-traded funds, they're seeing all kinds of hanky-panky in the background. Let me tell you this. The derivatives market is in the hundreds of quadrillions of dollars. When the first
wait. Hundreds of quadrillions? Because
hundreds of quadrillions.
I knew it was in hundreds of trillions, but I thought the estimates were that it was maybe 1 to 2 quadrillion when you take all the unofficial derivatives that nobody really knows about. But you're saying hundreds of quadrillions?
Yes. And how can I know that? Because there are actual actuarials that are keeping track of all of the money that's been printed. Most people don't realize, even when the Shah of Iran, before he was deposed, I mean, he had a printing press that he could print U.S. dollars. But the amount of bonds, bills, and notes out there, remember, a derivative can, let's say you have $1 quadrillion in primary or level one derivatives. Those things can be sold time and time and time again. That's why the whole house of cards is coming down. Now, I can't prove that, and you can't go to a headline. But what I'm trying to say, the whole world has been, in my opinion, intentionally bankrupt to launch us into the rule and reign of Antichrist and the one world currency and the control of everyone's lives, which most people didn't believe. And by the way, that demonically infestation, in my opinion, Klaus Schwab, the devil's little brother, is now calling away to do away from all cash because it keeps them, meaning the WEF, or I call them the WTFers, sorry, but I do, are absolutely wanting the cash done away with in order that they control everything, everyone, and you and I will own nothing and we'll be happy. We'll also be dead. Well, so these are the kind of things, Mike, that the private briefings, are all about. And they can go to the Gen6.com website and sign up.
Okay, but what you're describing here, I mean, let's just be clear about it. This is if a few quadrillion dollars worth of derivatives begin to unwind, this is the complete end of the Western financial system. It's done. It's just a matter of time. And the unwinding has already begun. I mean, think about how it started. Frankly, it started in crypto, right? It was Three Arrows Capital, and it was Terra Luna Coin, and then it went to FTX. And by the way, Tether and Binance are questioned by a lot of people on this point, but it went to FTX. And then the FTX collapse caused Silvergate to collapse and Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in New York. And then those bank collapses caused Credit Suisse to collapse, although Credit Suisse was kind of on the verge already. But that was the tipping point, just push it over the suicide rail, right? Now Credit Suisse goes down. See, this is snowballing right now, and nothing is stopping this. At every turn, even Janet Yellen saying, oh, we're not going to bail out your small regional bank. What did she do? She just told people, take all your money out of all those banks. I mean, this is going to spread. They're so irresponsible what they're doing with these bailouts.
They're irresponsible, but they're sinisterly wicked, in my opinion. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. The control of money is the control of all evil. And, it's interesting to me that, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the classic setup for a world war. Because bankers will save themselves. They have no concern for populations. And anybody who would want to challenge that is basically historically distorted from reality. How's that for being blunt?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They will do anything to save themselves, Mike, at the expense of the people. And hey, what's one paper currency? I don't know how to make it realistic enough that we're talking about the complete repudiation and the death of the dollar. When you have force majeure declared against U.S. dollar, that means everything denominated in dollars becomes worthless. Everything.
Well,
so anyone holding a real collateral position on real estate, natural resources, and the likes of stuff and precious metals, that's the only true value. But everybody is married to the system, and they're destroying the system. By destroying the system, they destroy the people.
Well, exactly right, because the day that they announce a giant bank holiday or a national bail-in or just a bank freeze, then you know what happens in every major city in America. You have this revolt, this uprising of people who aren't getting their food stamps, people who have been laid off or lost their jobs in all the layoffs that are happening, people who have found it impossible to be able to afford to eat because of inflation stemming from the money printing. And so you're going to have an uprising across America. And then you see the terrorism media trying to pit, you know, blacks against whites, for example. They're trying to foment race wars or to pit Democrats versus Republicans by having Trump arrested. And it seems like the timing is all the same, right? Where they want to have maximum racial hatred or political hatred or who knows, ethnic hatred, while at the same time, then they crash the system and then just step back and say, oh, let's see what happens now. They set the scene on fire. It's like cultural arson is what they're doing right now, combined with economic terrorism.
You're correct. They're burning down the Western world to bring upon the rule and reign of Antichrist, which will have a one world leader, a one world religious leader, false prophet, and they'll have a one world currency. And that's what I don't think people understand. Listen, when these faces of demons, and I call them faces of death, whether it's Bill Gates, in my opinion, or Klaus Schwab, in my opinion, or Harari, in my opinion, or George Soros, and boy, he's got a fast track to hell, in my opinion. The bottom line in all this is that, ladies and gentlemen, they are on record as wanting to destroy 90% of the global population. And according to the Deagle report, and when I first started, I was the first guy to podcast on that, not to give myself pats on the back, but just to put it into historic perspective. They're talking about 2025, 2 years from now. So, Mike, they've already told us what they're going to do. They're in the process of doing it. And I would warn everybody who is a Second Amendment, a constitutional illegal gun owner, that the first shots fired, if they're fired in New York, and I pray they're not, if they're fired in D.C., and I pray they're not, you've got to understand, the first shot fired will be exactly at the Lexington Bridge, equivalent in our history, and the left is going to promote it. And again, because people can't believe what they see, refuse to believe what they see, the majority, Mike, that they just want to live their lives as they've lived their lives. And it's, I'm telling them, it's over. And it isn't over until the TV doesn't go on. It isn't over until you go to the fridge and there's no anything in the fridge. So it isn't over until it's over. But listen to this. 1 minute when it's over was too late to prepare, and they had all the time.
It sounds like, and I agree with you on this. This could pop off at any moment, any day. It could be tomorrow with an attempted arrest of Trump. It could be this coming Friday with an announced bank freeze. You know, like the FDIC saying, "Oh, let's wait for Friday. Tell them on Friday so that people don't freak out for at least a couple of days." We could be all of us locked out of our banks in a week or in a month. Or, I mean, think about the Federal Reserve. They're committed to raising interest rates, not just this week, but then also again in May and June and perhaps even July. Every time they raise rates, they are bankrupting a whole slew of banks. Because those banks, well, I mean, you got to blame the banks, not the Fed necessarily, because those banks bought long-term bonds with almost zero yields, you know, 1.5% yields, and they're all going broke. So by the summer of 2023 here, and you and I are recording this, what is today, March 20th, 2023? Yeah, March 20th. But by the summer, I don't see how America is not already erupting into massive violence and civil unrest and collapse. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think though we beat that time limit. It's going to be sooner rather than later. You know, Lorraine Bobbitt just made the statement, first the J6ers, then Trump, next us. And I think that it's really important for people to understand the most hateful words in the world right now are basically the United States. And we've become a hissing in the nations around us, held in contempt. Imagine these nations that used to look to us as a bastion of freedom and liberty. And all they see now is a perverted pile of a transgendered, transformed nation that basically can't even defend itself because the world, the military has self-destructed or been assassinated, in my opinion, by the vaccination of the U.S. military. Look, people have got to learn that you cannot just keep denying the reality. We just heard today that Amazon's laying off another 9,000 people, bringing their total layoffs to 27,000 people. I'm on record as saying you're going to see 1 million people without jobs at some point in the near future. 1 million people, and I think I said overnight or in a couple days, and that could happen. Everybody gets locked out of their bank. And here's the other thing I'm hearing. This is rumor. I cannot prove it, but the source is too viable that if they have to, the banks are preparing. I'm not talking about your local banks, but the big banks. What happens if, Mike, they shut down for 2 weeks? What happens?
Total chaos is what happens.
Yeah. Right? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. And again, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're delayed a little bit, and I'm trying to get my cues from Mike's screen.
No, it's all good, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, here's the thing. I got less hair to pull out because I've been pulling out so much. But the point is that it's important that we're watching the end of freedom, the end of liberty. We're watching criminalization of the Justice Department against the decriminalization from the Justice Department against everybody that believes that there's due process. There is no due process. There is no equal justice under the law. It's gone. And Mike, here's the thing. It's a matter. And when I use survival, I'm talking about recognizing the lateness of the hour and preparing to be able to protect your family, provide for your family, and to understand there's no one coming to your rescue. And I believe we're sowing as a nation what we basically allowed. And look, this is my personal opinion, but America is a nation of blood, innocent blood, from the blood of all of the murdered children. Now we've got states passing laws that you can kill a live child after birth out of convenience. The innocent blood runs in the sewers beneath our feet. Then you have the collateral damage of all the wars we've started and innocent men, women, and children being blown up. That's why the world hates us. And we as the United States, especially as the chicken manure evangelifish, the church that allowed itself to be silenced because of political correctness, would not stand up for the righteous, would not speak out against evil. Now, guess what? The righteous who are still left will come into the full sniper's hairs of, unfortunately, the evil ones. And you know, you can quote the scripture. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Where were the good men? Well, they were kicked out of the military along with the good women, or the people have been selectively assassinated, and we watch political opponents of certain people, certain big-name politicians, die one right after the other, up into the 200 numbers, and we say nothing. We're watching Wall Street bankers get whacked. We're watching Russian billionaires get whacked. We're watching an entire nation that was built on truth and justice. Now we're stealing, and I don't care whose assets they are. If we take Russian billionaires' money and it's not ours and we steal it, that's still theft. And I think it's important, Mike. We're sitting back and going along with our own demise. The only thing that we need to do now is just hand them a pistol, hand them a couple of bullets, and say, pull the trigger. Because that's, in essence, in my opinion, is what our silence has provoked.
Well, I'm not sure who in your metaphor we're handing the gun to. Who are you saying?
Well, a good example is the Chinese, okay? A good example is the all the people that are being allowed into this country. Thank you for definition. I know what I mean. I need to share it more clearly. The people coming across, you've seen the broadcasts of Chinese nationals just walking across the borders in the United States. You've seen, I'll tell you this, the Sinaloa and the other drug cartels, when you've got that kind of money, most people could not believe that they're better armed than the National Guard in the United States of America.
Yeah, the narcos are extremely well armed and also very capable. So,
I want you to understand that's what I'm talking about. And so when you have a fifth column and you have the insanity of provoking a two-front war against Russia and China. And Mike, I really think that when those missiles are launched from Russian subs, people have got to understand, they could launch four dummy warhead submarine launched ballistic missiles. Russia said they're going to do it. And they could also have multiple subs ready to launch the real McCoys.
Yes.
The question is, ladies and gentlemen, does anybody in that Washington freak DC zone of destructive criminals understand that they got 90 seconds to live? They can't even hit their bunkers. And this is what is so astonishing to me. So when I say we're handing them the gun and the bullet, we have armed all of our enemies. North Korea. North Korea exceeds the United States in hypersonic missile development.
That's crazy.
Kim Jong is not a fool. He has more howitzers than Ukraine could ever hope for. And again, Mike, listen, people don't understand. We gave $39 billion, I think, initially to the Ukraine, and somehow that all got invested in FTX. And I have my own
plus on top of this, the world sees the United States now ripping itself apart. The U.S. is on an economic suicide mission. And from the world's perspective, the U.S. under this fascist left-wing leadership, frankly, resembles a giant steaming turd pile of woke. That's actually what it looks like and smells like to the rest of the world. I mean, look at this. Here's a headline from CNBC today.
We'll be right back.
You going back in?
There's still men out there.
God damn.
When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom. At a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Joey, from Z to Infinity. So many changes are taking place. A lot of changes. Economical changes. Bank closures, which are made by the government. Thank you, government. Thank you, Bozo. Biden. The fake one. Probably the real one's dead or hiding underground. Thank you for everything. You know? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know what card they have up their sleeve. Oh, yeah. That Trump one, huh? It's kind of like playing they're playing the fiddle. And we're the strings. And, you know, it'd be nice to know what they have in store. It used to be that a long time ago that we were the ones that governed the government and had the power to change things. But it seems like it's flipped now. And they think that they can create wars for us and starvation and just a whole bunch of different stuff. But anyway, then we've got Pentagon saying that there's a mothership above us and different creatures different living beings above us and other planets, which I've never been to another planet before. It would be interesting to see them and see what they look like. And, you know, some people might be freaked out. They probably don't look like humans. I don't know. Maybe some of them do look like humans. Maybe some of them look like a big jellyfish or a big octopus or a praying mantis. Because some people do say that they are a praying mantis. But, you know, I don't know because I've never seen a gigantic praying mantis that was an alien from outer space. But anyhow, here's an old poem from a woman, an African-American lady, pretty lady. Her name was Ann Spencer, and she was born in 1882, and she died and passed away in 1975. And it's called Lifelong Poor Browning. And it says, "Lifelong Poor Browning never knew Virginia, or he'd not grieved in Florence for April sallies, back to English gardens after Euclid's linear." Oh, geez. "Clippet yews ponder walks and peached alleys. Primrose prim indeed in quiet ordered hedges. Waterwaves sodally, sedately enchanneled. No thin, rotten blade even among the sludges. All the wild countryside tamely impaled. Dead Dale dear Browning lives on in heaven. Heaven's Virginia, when the year's at its spring, he's haunting the byways of the wine-aired leaven and toting the notes of the wilding on wing. Here canopied reaches of dogwood and hazel, beech tree and redbud vine laced in vines, fleet clapping rills by lush fern and basil, drain blue hills to lowland scented with pines. Think you he meets in this thin, tender green sweetness, shade that was Elizabeth in mortal completeness. You know, poetry is like art. You know, different people write different things. So, anyhow, this person was interested in what she wrote, and this is what she wrote. So, you know, some people might like it, some people might not. Anyhow, we could use your donations. There's many different ways to donate. Revolution Radio has been on for this is the 12th year, and the anniversary is January 1st. It started January 1st, 2011, and we're on our 12th year now. And Mike Ringley is he started Revolution Radio, Freedom Slips, 12 years ago. And there's different ways to donate. That's how we are around, is through your donations, which we very much appreciated. Thank you so much. And there are several different ways to donate. You can donate through Patreon, Revolution Radio, at donations, Patreon, Revolution Radio, /donations. Or you can snail mail it. And if you'd like to write a check or a money order to Terry Ackerman, that's Terry. Her name is spelled T-E-R-R-Y, Terry. Last name is Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N, Terry Ackerman. Her address is 1793 North Eden, E-D-O-N, Eden Road, capital R and a D for road, 1793 North Eden Road at Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Allen, Michigan, a capital M and a I for Michigan, at 49227. And I'll repeat that again. You can write a check or a money order to Revolution Radio. If you want to snail mail it, that means mailing it in the mailman, giving it to the mailman, and sending it to Terry Ackerman, 1793 North Eden, E-D-O-N, Road in Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Michigan, 49227. Or, for you crypto people, you can cryptocurrency donor box. So that's donorbox.org, Revolution Radio. So you can send it several different ways. And we've got many different hosts, and they also will explain how to donate. But anyhow, so we live on this planet called Earth, where our time is limited. We only have a certain amount of hours and days that we'll be here on this planet. And, you know, enjoy it as you will, even though the government wants to kill you and snuff you out like a bug, like spraying bug spray on you. And many people are facing many different things, and, you just have to carry on. the best that we can. The best that we can. Put on Mike from around the world, and he's going to be on with Paul Bagley. And here we go.
As you have brought that up, but before we do, let's talk a little bit about what Russia is doing. What are they doing, taking down this drone? It was in international waters, I understand. What's going on, Mike?
Well, that's Russia and the U.S. I believe that Russia is sending a clear message that they're not, you know, they're not toying around. And that's a pretty bold move to take an aircraft, that expensive of an aircraft, an SU class aircraft, and clip another aircraft.
Is doing,
that could end, that
doing,
could have ended in a
drone,
catastrophe.
Was it international?
They have great confidence in that aircraft, but to take it, take our drone down. Well, in those waters.
That's
Russia. A clear message that Russia is not going to tolerate U.S. interference. What you may not know, Patch Paul, is that an air campaign is about to begin. A massive air campaign. And so even right now, they're shipping aircraft. Aircraft are being maneuvered, to Ukrainian fighters, those who support the Ukraine. And this will be a Russia / NATO air campaign, and it will be quite large. I assume it will grow as far as its radius quite fast. Even Israel has approved some drone, anti-drone technology for the Ukraine finally. So we have a lot of moving pieces, and this aerial incursion is just enforcement of Russia's zero tolerance policy with interference with by the U.S. or Western powers, NATO. As far as Ukraine goes, it will get, you know, that's one of many incursions, one of many incidences. And I assume, you know, you can almost guarantee that these things will expand.
So when you say there's going to be a massive air campaign, are you saying that NATO is about to launch a massive air campaign?
Yes.
That's,
oh, yes.
That's huge. I mean, against who? Against Russia?
Russia. Yeah, we have a massive air. Their aircraft passball moving all over the place. They are. We're talking about the Ukrainians finally being armed with jets from, you know, F-16 class aircraft all the way to Poland-based, pretty advanced aircraft, European aircraft, so on and so forth. All these will converge in a pretty big radius to amass an air campaign against Russia.
Now,
Russia's exercising more and more.
Is this airplanes that we're giving Ukraine to use, or are the NATO nations actually going to fly these planes in and go to war with Russia?
Well, that's always a blurry line, Pastor Paul, just like some of the anti-missile systems that were set up in the Ukraine, some of the offensive equipment, was it ran by Ukrainian soldiers or by NATO soldiers with Ukrainian uniforms? That's a very tricky area. In my estimation, I would say that, you know, that's almost a moot point, because that's something that will always be blurred. You know, if I were NATO, I would have my troops in there in Ukrainian clothing, right?
Right.
Etiquette in that degree is out of the window when you're talking about lives. But when this air campaign begins, it will be brutal. It will expand. It's going to be different. It's not going to be a ground campaign. So a ground campaign is a contained campaign. This will not be a contained campaign. This will stretch and span the world eventually.
This is World War III, though, wouldn't you say? I mean...
Yeah. Absolutely. I would say that, you know, when the books, when they finally sit down and think about it, World War III will have started around 2017. It just began in a very different way. And all countries have not been drawn into it. You know, they weren't drawn into it right away. But we are, for example, in any war, these modern day wars are not like World War II. They're not like Vietnam, not like the Korean War, not like any of the war or conflict. There's a lot of cyber techniques that are used. For example, sabotage, right? These banks that are closing in America, do you think that's a tactic used against countries? Banks operate by confidence, right?
Yeah.
So all you have to do is stir the confidence among several CEOs and people to get other folks to go and take their money out, and you can make any bank collapse. Any bank in the USA or anywhere else can collapse if everybody went to go withdraw their deposits. Any bank will collapse because no bank is set up to handle that. So it's, banks are ran by confidence. And when you have these fake emails, when people are spoofed, and all sorts of digital tactics are used to get people to go and actually coordinate and do a bank run. That's what truly happened in California. Well, there you go. This is part of the new war. You're talking about infrastructure, the financial ecosystem of a nation. All these are targets of foreign nations, and we do it to each other. We did it to Iran. We did that same thing to Russia, right? And so they're doing the same thing to us. And it will expand. And so they're trying to catch it. It's something they're going to have to explain to the people. They kept it secret for so long because naturally, if you start talking about tactics like that, that the CIA and FBI employ or CIA employs, the cat's out of the bag, right? So they keep that under wraps. But the people in the U.S. are not educated concerning these tactics. And of course, they're going to start to panic. And the more panic you have, the more banks will, you know, they're just not set up to refund all those deposits. They're not set up to do that. The bank in California, by the way, that bank financed 50% of all the startups in the USA. Did you know that?
I didn't know how big, but I knew it was a lot. It was the main venture capitalist. Right. All these startup companies.
That's right. Like Roku Television. Roku. They have their account there. One of the major accounts, they have $500 million tied up that company. So you have a lot of startups in there. That was probed first. That was a setup. That was an incursion by foreign powers in an effort to hit us where it really counts. That's what happened with that. The messages, if they do, they will do an investigation. They're going to find that, the findings will be pretty consistent. They're going to find that, there was a spoofing campaign going on with people's emails, and messages were sent to various companies, causing them to stir and feel uncomfortable. And so that's what they did. So this was an external hit on the USA. And so expect more. We have infrastructure is about to go through that same thing. Our infrastructure, our power grid, water companies, sewage treatment plants, all these things are about to be tested in a big way. Gas companies, they're about to be tested in a big way, right? Which is why most people, hopefully they have noticed, gas companies doing maintenance on the pipes where you have these transfer relays and everything else dug into the ground. They've got to change everything and get it off of a network because there are drones flying around in the U.S. right now attempting to tap in to any type, power center or control center, network center for both power and gas, water, that they can.
When you say there's drones flying around, are you saying these are enemy drones?
Yes. These are people that live within the United States of America who buy this technology, likely from DJI, places like that, advanced drones, And they fly these drones with special computer systems, cheap, inexpensive computer systems with transmitters, attempting to hack in to the infrastructure of the U.S. or to probe transformers directly. They're doing it 24/7. They're not stopping. And so, you know, things are becoming quite tricky. I mean, we have 24-hour surveillance within the U.S. Every single house is covered by some drone's optics. 24/7 now. We have a drone highway right above our heads, and they're constantly flying. People don't normally see them because these are well-equipped drones, and they're pretty fast, but they fly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On patrol, they're picking up all these transmissions and everything else. So, there's an active campaign to take down America from the inside. And so everything changes from this point, which is why you're going to see a lot of interference, so to speak, or visibility of CIA or federal government individuals involved with banking to stop these hackers. They're going to have to set up stations to reroute communications of banks and everything else. Now, it'll begin, as with all things, it begins with protecting the country from such things, right? But that control mechanism will also eventually be usurped, and it could be utilized just to squeeze everything, you know, the wrong people get in power. That's always one of those wary things. War normally causes brand new technology to be put in place out of necessity.
Yeah.
The problem is when new leadership comes in, right, those same mechanisms are often used to oppress, the people by way of those same mechanisms. And in this day and age, I'll say it again, you don't know the loyalty of anybody. It does not matter who it is. If somebody were elected president, Pashpal, I'm telling you right now, you don't know the loyalty of these individuals. They could be loyal to a whole different country,
right,
and sit as president of the United States of America.
Right.
And so we live in those times. Right now, we live in these times.
Well, I think that when you bring that up, and that is, folks, Mike from around the world with us tonight. We're so glad he's with us tonight. I think we kind of see this with the Biden administration with China. I mean, it's pretty obvious that no matter what China does, we kind of try to play like we're resisting them and try to act like a little bit tough with them. But really, let's be honest, China's doing whatever they want right now. They're basically doing whatever they want to do in this world. We know the money's already been flowing into the Biden family. That's not denied. And so the allegiance there seems pretty clear. But maybe not just with China. Maybe the allegiance, and we don't know who the next president may be. And we don't know who his allegiance may be to. Let me ask you, do you feel that also that this bank run on Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and these other banks that look like they're going to crash, is some of this also part of the Great Reset? Do you think this is also part of an economic plan to create a cashless society?
Well, I'm sure they're going to it's going to be a cashless society whether banks continue to operate or not. In fact, the banks are the ones calling.
The banks are probably going to do it, right?
The banks want to get rid of cash. They don't want cash.
Yeah.
And the crypto system, the crypto architecture is going to be the architecture behind some of the more advanced, that cash. Now, the system was waiting, past fall again, upon AI, right? AI was necessary. The same AI that runs, several truck fleets around the world,
yep,
especially in the USA, half the trucks that people see, they don't have people in them. Artificial intelligence is operating those. But the same AI is what they were waiting for, right? AI has done some tremendous things. We will mention that later on, maybe when we record, because it's somewhat spooky. AI is a lot further along than what people have suspected. In fact, in the last 20 years, two pilot programs have been running for the last 20 years, and not one person recognized that it was AI. They thought it was a real corporation, but it's not a real corporation.
Wow.
It's one AI computer, and people have been interacting with it freely, like it was a real company. Anyway, AI is a lot further along than what anybody would have suspected.
Wow.
Again, the public is kept in the clear of these things because they always say the public is skittish, right?
Right.
They just need the public to agree with what they're doing because they need the public's support, spiritual support, on what they're doing all the time. Anyway, though, yeah, concerning AI, we're a lot further along. But these systems, these banking systems, they don't want cash. Number one, it's too cumbersome. It costs too much to continue to transfer cash here and there with all the security that they have to use in doing what they do. So they lose at least one quarter of their profits dealing with, you know, some tangible asset. So they want to do away with that. They go to a complete digital system. That comes with something else, by the way. The banks are pushing for it. A complete digital system means that means
no more cash.
You're going to have biological authentication.
Okay.
That's what you have, biological authentication. Now that they can take your DNA from touch, I'll say that again. They can take your DNA from touch. Nothing pierces inside of your body. You just simply touch something, and your DNA is read, right? They can do that now.
So biometrics is a big part of how this whole
they went further in biometrics. They can actually by touch. They can actually read your blood by touch. They have found out several neurological, let's just say habits or deposits made in your body where they can pick that up, read your DNA through your body's, your skin's capability to regrow itself. And so they pick up on that. It's non-intrusive. They just simply read it. Nobody can fake that, right? If you chop somebody's hand off, that signature is not going to work, right? If your hand goes to sleep, that's not going to work either. You can be alive and your hand goes to sleep. It's not going to work, but you can touch it with your elbow, with your shoulder. You know, whatever part of the body you need to is going to be your biosignature that can't be replicated. So they have that. That technology is in place. I believe Tesla helped develop that. But that tech is in place.
Okay.
So the banks want that. Pass on, the banks are going to get it.
Yep. So as we move forward now with the touch technology, reading our DNA, biometrics, through touch now. In other words, the identification of people would be just about 100% guaranteed. There'll be no way around that, will there?
No.
You'll have to be in the system
if you want
participate
to.
On a world.
That's correct.
In economy and jobs and buying and selling and everything. Am I right?
That's right. Because by the year, you have a bone scan. They know everybody's skeletal structure by the ear. Okay, that's number one. Everybody has had a bone scan, right? That's like a fingerprint because no two skeletons are going to be alike. There are millions of points of difference of a skeleton. So they have perfected that system, and they identify people every single day. They know where everybody is. They're not interested in coming to get anybody. They just know where everybody is.
All right.
The last piece will be your intentioned entrance into a building or something like that. They'll have systems ready to do that bioscan, and then you're good to go. And it's quite quick. You just, you know, kind of bump up against it, touch it, you're clear. In fact, there are two schools in the United States that are utilizing this technology for children. And so when the children enter and exit the building just by touching the door handle, they're identified. The kids are going to touch something. The kids don't have to, they don't have to log in. They don't have to do any of that. Right. If they touch their locker, they got them. If they touch a door handle, they have them. If they touch their desk, they have them. So they have total accountability of the children throughout the day. Everywhere they go, they have them. And that system is flawless. So we're going to be under that same type of
mark of the beast system, basically, that's being established. Right. And I heard you say a few weeks ago, the beast can't take his seat so you got to first prepare his seat. You got to.
That's right.
And that we are definitely in that process, aren't we, Mike?
Well, his army has to be present. like in the book of Daniel, when he goes in and he takes, when he sets up the abomination of desolation, right? Even before he does this, he's in agreement. He's in league with those who have indignation against the Holy Covenant to Israel. And so he has already set up an infrastructure long before he ever entered in to set up the abomination of desolation, which means even right now we have systems set up throughout the world that maybe people don't know about. They don't know about these systems. It's one of those gray areas to even talk about it, but there are tons of systems set up, within, I'll say Western culture that are clearly for that beast. And in fact, if the beast wanted to come on the scene right now, do you not know that the changeover could happen in less than, I believe it was 7 hours?
What?
So everything.
So you're saying the world can
everything
come
they need is
whoa,
there.
Whoa, 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 whoa! You're saying the world could actually come under a one-world government in about 7 hours.
Yes, yes.
That system's already been worked on.
Yes.
Do we have world leaders who've been involved in the structuring of this?
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
They believe in that same type of ideology.
But don't we see a little bit of a struggle, or is this just
no? It's going to be forced. When they decide to do it, nothing is going to stop it. They're not going to ask anybody.
No, I understand. But I mean, we're looking at China wants to. China today says Xi says he wants to be the one. He's the one that wants to run the New World Order. He made that announcement after his in front of his Congress, and he spoke to the Russians, the South Africans, the Nicaraguans, and East Timor, and he said, China will be the ones. We're the natural leaders to rule this new world order. While he's saying that, Russia has said in the past that a new world order needs to come from Russia. Biden said that this new world order needs to be led by us, the United States. The Vatican's calling for a new world order. So even though we hear these different people saying it, everybody's still working on the same plan, aren't they, to eventually that somebody is going to run this thing?
Well, they already know who, and it's none of the above. In fact, the structuring is a bit different. So when we have our next catastrophe, Pastor Paul.
Okay.
When we have our next catastrophe, that will be the fourth element. That will be the last variable for the formula that we're going to play to actually begin to implement some of this. And it will be fast and without mercy. And
when you
there are supernatural elements to this.
Yeah.
That right now, if you discuss those things right now with a very sober mind, it would probably go through one ear and out the other ear of the audience. However, things are about to change abruptly. People are going to be introduced into a world they never thought they would be introduced into. And so their belief scale is about to go way up. They're going to start believing in more and more things because they're going to be immersed in a world containing more and more things that are unbelievable. Though they're going to see it every day and interact with things like that every day. The base religion for this new group that's rising also, it's already begun. Its basis is steeped. I'll give one hint, only because I heard this with my own ears, but it's steeped in, part of it is steeped in science.
Okay.
Part of it is steeped in science, which is why I hate that term. We have to trust the science or believe in the science, because they're actually making a reference to something else. And no, because and everybody should know science is man's attempt to understand what God has already perfected.
Right.
That's all science is.
Right.
Even Satan himself, Satan cannot, he does not do what God does. Satan manipulates God's creation.
Right.
But God commands his creation. If God told all the frogs to stand up and praise his name, they would. If he told the rocks to change their form and become horses, they would. So God can command the elements. That he commands all the elements in existence, right? So nothing is outside of his control. And I think that's easily forgotten in this world that we live in. But Satan manipulates. He takes God's creation and he manipulates, right? He causes what is pure to be an abomination through his manipulation. And he never sleeps. He's always he's in the minds of scientists, pushing them to do more and more things.
So you're saying the plan is already in play.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're closer.
And there is supernatural elements to this, obviously.
Yes.
Lucifer is involved in this, for sure.
Yes, he is.
And
yes, he is.
Do you believe they have the individual chosen to be the Antichrist himself?
I believe the one that is chosen, they're looking at, Pastor Paul. But I honestly believe the one that has the power doesn't want it.
Doesn't want it?
No, he doesn't want it. He didn't quite realize that yet. But too late. These guys come up through families, by the way.
Okay.
Everybody is preserved. They preserve bloodlines. They've been doing this since history goes back to the beginning. And so they do have some pure bloodlines in the earth, right? Just like Israel. Israel has pure bloodlines by way of the tribes.
Yeah.
And they raise young men who are quite pure, you could say. They do this on a continuous basis. But the same thing with these evil folks.
Well, we have several monarchies that are still very relevant on the world today. The Hashemite Kingdom, the British Empire. We've got several kingdoms.
And according to what I've viewed over time and heard, not something I've read about or not something I got through the grapevine, but these bloodlines they preserve of the world, Pastor Paul, is so that principalities can operate within the families, right? So that each child is suitable to host the same principality or power, right? Jeez. Or the same spiritual king. But in the Bible, it calls them chief princes. So that family can host a chief prince, which means they will rise to power, they will take over the throne, and so they become perfect vessels. At before birth, they're given over for dual occupation, both a human spirit and, of course, a devil spirit, right? And this goes from generation. That's why it's very important to them to keep their bloodlines pure, because they're raised up differently. They're even raised to see us as cattle.
What?
They really are.
What?
They're raised to see us as cattle.
What?
So,
you mean, in other words, we don't count in their mind.
No.
We're just like cattle.
No, no.
We're just.
That's right. And do you know why they need us? Do you know why they need us?
Why?
We are the labor. But there's one other element, right? They think that the populace is quite stupid because they truly understand through their own deities that God has given such a lowly species dominion over this world, right?
Yeah.
They already know it. That means collectively, if people collectively did not agree with something that leadership was doing, do you know that supernaturally that leadership would have to stop? Do you know that? So it's very important for leadership to gain the trust of people, to have the people believe in them. You know why? Because they give their authority over to that leadership. And that's when the leadership does what they do. They already know that God has given the populace dominion, humanity dominion.
Right.
Not those who are preserved by way of these principalities and powers, not those who are designated vessels to house devils, but God has given humanity dominion over the earth. And so they trick people, manipulate people, gain the trust of people so that people give their dominion over to these kings. And that's precisely what people do. In fact, for those who know this, it's a great burden they carry every single day of their lives because they see God's word at work, but they also see how that that natural dominion of mankind is usurped by true serpents.
That
you just can't come out and tell somebody that.
All right, so now we talk about these bloodlines for a minute. Now, you know, I have studied a lot on these bloodlines, especially on the monarchy out of England, of course. And you know, I think you and I talked about that when Queen Elizabeth died and Charles was king, and pretty soon they're going to crown him king this summer. It's a big deal, isn't it? I mean, it's a big deal.
It changed.
I think you made the comment, it changed everything. There's certain things that can't be done except by a king. Does this mean that whether it's King Charles or maybe one of his heirs, but is there something about the British Empire, the British monarchy, that is of relevance to tying this whole thing together?
Well, sure. It's, you know, now in modern times, it's the British Empire.
Right.
Right. But keep in mind, these empires that still survive today were of the first empires of Earth. They were of the first.
Wow.
That's why the dragon is still that notable symbol.
Yeah.
Worship symbol there.
He still has the dragon. Yeah.
That's right. And that's why in the USA, during the second term of any president, right, that dragon becomes highly relevant. It's also why in the second term, every president changes. For somebody to take a second term, it requires absolute loyalty. And have you noticed decisions that are made during the second term of every single president? It's almost like they lose their campaign mindset and they go into the deep state mindset.
I noticed. Like, in other words, anyone that's elected president, no matter which party they're from, if that first term is about fulfilling their promises they made, but that second term is like they're being led by a whole different force.
Yeah.
And their hair turns white.
Yes.
It's like they've had encounter with something supernatural.
And they have.
Okay.
They have to meet something. They have to meet something in the second term. In fact, they've caught them on video, right? The videos are out there. And people should have seen them during their campaigns, but every single president gets a phone call in the middle of near the debate time, and they freeze. They stop. It's almost like the life is sucked out of them. They stop, and they don't say anything. They don't move. They don't blink. They don't do anything for about a minute and a half. And then after a minute and a half, they start looking around like they're coming back to themselves, and they go do what they do. All this is part of the real, well, you could say witchcraft that takes place in these kingdoms, right? But that's why all these kingdoms must be purged. Every single last one must be purged. They have to be purged. Because
so are these men, are they caught off guard? They didn't realize they were going to get hit with this?
Well, they agree to it. It's Pastor Paul, it's kind of like if a person makes you a deal, and in order for you to keep your lifestyle, require your loyalty. Now, it's either you give up your lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
And break your loyalty and never be able to have position again. You're forced to make some decisions. You're just forced to make. And if they keep that, if they keep their lifestyle, believe me, they're compromised. They are compromised. Is there a way out? Is there a way out for them? Yes, it is. But here's the sad part. They believe that if they ever try to get out, they're going to lose everybody in their families.
Yeah.
They're going to lose everything they have. So they're kept there under threat. Yeah. And they don't know that those powers can be broken by the blood of the Lamb. Yeah. They don't know that.
Okay. Now let's go a different direction for just a few minutes because of the time. And we started this broadcast by talking about these scientists that have come out now and said, hey, San Diego, this fault line that you've talked about, Mike, it's next. It's the next big mega quake. It's the next Turkey, Syria, but maybe even worse. Obviously you have seen some information on this. You've talked about it in the past. Is there anything new that you've seen or any updates?
Well, can I give you something curious first, Pastor Paul?
Sure.
Of course, you know California, that was also part of something that was given to me. But during the time right before that happened, Pastor Paul, you know what people were saying?
No.
They were saying, oh, this wasn't it. This wasn't it. It passed. This wasn't it. That's what they were thinking. And I talked to you before on this, which means it's almost like somebody told them something big was going to happen in California. And when all the signs happened, but the big earthquake did not take place, it's almost like they could breathe again. They said, that was it. So we're not in that big of trouble. And then bam, that's when it took place.
Yeah.
That's when it took place after 4 p.m. it took place. Anyway, the fault line. And the Cozco's plate, the Cozco's plate is the cork. Yep. That is the cork.
You showed us that in that Deep Impact webinar. You showed us that map, which was phenomenal. And like you said, you're going to talk about some other stuff in this next webinar.
We have a shift in the Cozco's plate, though.
Okay.
That's the bad part. That's the not so good part. So it's not going to take that much pressure to lose the Coast Coast play.
What caused that shift, Mike?
We've had several earthquakes. And there was a time, you remember when there was an earthquake overseas, and I said, okay, we're going to have one on this island next, and then it happened next on the island, so on and so forth, because there's a way to see earthquakes. And if you study fluid dynamics and interactions, right, it's a little quirky form of physics. You can almost predict where the next earthquake is going to be because it's simple vibration. Anyway, earthquakes on the opposite side of the earth are always intertwined. The slightest vibration will always affect something else. It's just a matter of what's going to absorb that wavelength, you know, what's tuned to that wavelength of the earthquake. And whatever's tuned to it, for example, in Turkey, Turkish earthquake, it just so happened it interacted with the Coast Coast plate the same day. The same day it interacted with the Coast Coast plate.
So
the earthquake in Turkey
affected the Coast Coast plate.
Yes, which in turn, that is the cork of the stabilizer for the San Andreas Fault. That is the stabilizer for the entirety of California. We lose the Coast Coast plate if it begins to collapse and crunch under pressure. There's nothing holding. There's nothing that's going to hold that subduction zone in that pressured line it's in, and then it's going to give way. We're going to have multiple fractures, not only San Diego, not only there, but up through the Grand Canyons.
What?
The Midwest is also going to have issues. So the Coast Coast plate is like a cork in a bottle. And if you take that out, right, that's too much of a relief of pressure, and everything moves from there.
Drastically. So do you think not only the fault line, the San Andrea fault line, and or all the way from Mexico on up to the San Andrea and on up maybe, but do you feel like the New Madrid could even be affected by this?
I think that if San Diego goes, Pastor Paul, the entirety of the U.S. is going to be affected one way or the other. I do know that the Grand Canyons are going to be greatly affected. I know that it's going to be that will unleash carnage on a scale we've never seen before, and it will absolutely totally change. They already have verified that the continent of the United States is almost floating. Do you know that? I never knew that before.
No!
But it's almost like it's floating, which means the entire continent up there, the North American continent, can actually flip.
So you're saying the North American continent is floating? It's not.
It is. It's almost on the bottom. It's shaped like a big ball on the bottom, right? Well, on the bottom of that ball is magma, and it's floating on top of that magma, right? It's always out floating on top of that magma. If we have earthquakes in the wrong places, we could easily tilt the balance, and this entire North American the continent, right, would absolutely change. It could absolutely flip. It could really flip. It could alter in a way that nobody's ready for. The whole thing can do that. So
that would be catastrophic. I mean, really.
Of course it would.
Unprecedented.
And they suspect, they're really suspecting that give the forces involved and giving how it sits. Because if you have a ball, right, has anybody ever had a blow-up ball in a pool and one side of that blow-up ball is bigger than the other? The ball is pretty light, right? You set it in the water, it's perfect for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden it flips by itself, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Well, we're the same way. We're just like that. And the slightest imbalance
a pole can shift.
Absolutely cause us to flip like that. The continent would turn over, literally break away and turn over.
So that's not a bang. That's not a post.
Lots of changes.
Follow you.
thank you for listening, and we can use your donations. Thank you for sending donations to Freedom Slips, Revolution Radio, Freedom Slips. And, well, enjoy your life, enjoy your day, enjoy your moment. And that's all we basically have. We don't know what's going to happen. Take care now. And this is Zoe. Bye-bye.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day, from this day to that, for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning, and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Trained in combat, hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of March, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say we do start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Last night, I was with the Republican Central Committee of Crawford County. That's how we begin all our meetings, with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning, we have Deputy Hendricks with us from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where some people still fly the traditional real flag of the state of Mississippi. That would be Deputy Hendricks. And here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. And good morning, Dr. Myers. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, in your ongoing quest to find out what's going on with reactions to people in your neighborhood in Mississippi with the COVID clot shot, do you have any updates for us there, Deputy?
Well, yes, unfortunately I do. I attended a funeral the other day for a very athletic 26-year-old male friend of mine. His mother was one of the former judges. She retired 5 years ago from full-time being on the bench, and he played soccer here locally at our high school and was a tennis player. He was good enough, John, that he won scholarships to in college. He was in his undergraduate program at University of Louisiana at Monroe, and they found him dead in his room. And he had died from the clot shot. And of course, it was his heart failure with him.
Right.
But like I said, he was athletic. There shows no reason other than he got the shot and a booster because they wouldn't let him attend college if he had not gotten it. Did I lose you?
Well, we lost you, or at least I lost you for a moment. Well, at the visitation, was there any discussion about what really killed this young man that you're aware of?
Well, amongst some of us that knew him from our area here, there was three. His father was a pastor down there in Jackson County, who had a Methodist church called Caswell Springs, and after the judge retired, he took a position up in Vicksburg. And so we had three groups of people, the Jackson County group, I call them, our group from around here, and then people from Warren County up in Vicksburg came down as well So we had quite a, we had over 1,000 people at the funeral.
Oh my, oh my. Well, when you play tennis at that level, it's not a casual sport. It is really hard, really tough, because those men and women go continuously for hours at a time in one match. He's the same age as my oldest grandson, by the way. I'm sure some of his fellow athletes must be comparing notes about what the hell happened to this guy who was so athletic, because if you have a heart condition, you can't get to that level of competition without it being known. You just simply can't, can you?
No, you cannot. And no. three of the pallbearers was his former tennis and soccer associates.
I would assume so. Well, Deputy, before we get away, we got a busy morning. The attorney Todd Callender will be with us from 7:30 until 8:15 Central, my guest Chance and Dr. Myers will help me interview Dr. Callender and Professor McKinney the first 15 minutes of his show. So it's going to be a busy morning. Anything else, Deputy, before you get away?
No, just of course as always. God bless y'all for all you do and what you're trying to get out there. We know it's coming. It's just a matter of what day. And they can't say, blame John Moore for not trying to warn them about being prepared, and both mentally, spiritually, and then physically for your family and friends, because so many are still not awake, John. I don't know what to say.
Well, we do what we can. Yep.
Yeah, we do all we can. And, of course, kudzu is king.
Okay. Thank you, Deputy. And we have with us Chance representing Simply Clean Foods. He is a proprietor. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. It's great to be with you here today.
Okay. You sound like you're in a cave this morning. And Dr. Myers, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How is everything today?
Well, if it was any better, it wouldn't be legal. That's how I feel. But, gentlemen, we're going to have a busy, busy morning. We have from now until the second break to discuss what we need to. Todd Callender is an attorney who represents hundreds of current and former U.S. military members who have had issues with the clot shot, and we're going to dedicate that 45 minutes to him. So first of all, before we go much further, doctor, what's your office telephone number and your website, please?
Well, if you go to thelibertyman.com under the title of everything else, you then can see where it says links to other websites. You have direct access to my website, which is drphilmyers.com. My office telephone number, 636-236-9848, to schedule consultations or new patient visits. You have access to my Telegram newsroom, where I discuss everything going on in related topics, and my healing embodiment room, where I teach you how to do self-healing techniques on yourself, from breathing to lymphatic to organ to brainwave training.
And Chance, you have a panel at my website, and you offer a discount to my listeners, don't you, sir? How do people get that discount?
I do. SimplyCleanFoods.net is our website, or go to your panel, and the code for a nice discount and guaranteed free shipping is LibertyMan, all lowercase letters, no spaces, LibertyMan.
Okay. Doctor, you heard the report from Deputy Hendricks a moment ago. I've used this analogy, but not with you, I don't believe. So here's the analogy. Two brand new 2023 Corvettes. One of them is bought by a 20-year-old hotshot who thinks he's going to be the next Mario Andretti. Next is bought by a 60-year-old businessman who drives it safely and sanely only on weekends. Both vehicles are going to wear out at some point. However, the Corvette owned by the 20-year-old is going to wear out much more quickly because of hard acceleration, hard braking, hard cornering, where the Corvette owned by the 60-year-old businessman driven only on beautiful weekends is going to last much, much longer. Now, here's the analogy. Everybody gets the clot shot. The 26-year-old tennis player who's working his heart really, really hard, who gets the clot shot, is going to get a different reaction more quickly than the 26-year-old who is basically sedentary and doesn't do much. Would that be a good analogy there, doctor?
it's somewhat, because all analogies somewhat fail, but because you can see this is happening with major athletes. And then you have grandma in the house who's on shot number six, and she's still alive.
Right.
So what's the difference is sometimes pre-existing conditions, meaning that you can be a very healthy, quote-unquote, athletic star performer and have an allergen reaction that's just your natural thing. Well, then you get in contact with this major bioweapon, which is a neurotoxin and an allergen, and then your body shuts down way faster than grandma, who doesn't have said allergen reactions and is due to her lower athletic ability, doesn't move much, so the body isn't taxed or pushed as hard, so she kind of just goes on life and is fine. I've seen that too. So the definition of health is kind of wonky in our perception, where you think an athlete, oh, they're very healthy. Oh, grandma that doesn't do anything, unhealthy. But this clot shot really doesn't have any solicitude for any of those people. It's going to take advantage of the weakest condition of anybody and how that person is pushed and affected by said allergen and neurotoxin. That's my experience.
Well, Doctor, I want to take this a little step further. We take two 26-year-olds. Both are same height, weight, have similar readouts in terms of pulse rate and cardio and so forth. But one of them is rather sedentary, walks a little bit, doesn't do much. And the other one is a top-performing athlete who's putting heavy, heavy stress on that heart. And I think that's where we need to be looking at that. That's why these, in my opinion, why these soccer players, soccer is one of the toughest sports a human being can play. I've only done it a few times. At the time, I was an 18-year-old football player in top condition for a sprinter and a football player. But my goodness, these guys, they just go, go, go. They don't have a break.
And, no, they don't.
And I found, I learned a lot more respect for soccer players after attempting to play that a few times. But I look at what's happening with these athletes as a precursor to what's going to be happening to most everybody. It's just going to take longer. What do you think, Doctor?
I'm more on that page, that it's going to take longer, and our athletes are pushing their bodies, their cardiovascular and their circulatory system way harder than everybody else. And so they're going to see things quicker in
precisely
that regard.
Precisely. Chance, in your part of Texas, what, if anything, are you seeing with perhaps increased funerals, increased coffee shop discussion and so forth regarding the clot shot and the consequences of it?
We're not seeing a lot of conversation, listening to a lot of conversation about the clot shot, more about where we're at as a country, the threat of nuclear war, the financial system with the high interest rates. It's for some people where they're going to get their next meal, unfortunately. But I would like to maybe chime in on your last conversation. And that is, yeah, there. I can see that these athletes that are really pushing, and basketball is another one, it's just nonstop.
Right. Right.
Really pushing and pushing cardio are at risk to drop due to a clot forming in your body, that blood is circulating high pulse rate, like you mentioned, and pressure. So I can see that, but it is a fine line, right? I mean, you want to do regular cardio on a daily basis to stay fit, to stay healthy, and to stay in shape.
Absolutely. And a chance, if you can do something, you sound like you're on a speakerphone and you're in a cave, if you can do something about that, that would help a lot. Anyway, gentlemen, when we have Todd Callender on, the attorney, I'm going to be focused initially on what is the water cooler talk within the military, active duty. There has to be a lot of discussion, especially among pilots, I would think, because pilots are a lot more cognizant of their health and their vision than most people are, because it's just part of who they are. But I'm real interested in what the discussion is among the active duty troops
concerning the consequences of them being mandated, forced, coerced into getting a clot shot. My belief is that there's probably a fairly high percentage of men and women who are quite angry that they were coerced in taking something that could cause harm, make them sick, or kill them. What do you think, Doctor?
Well, I'm going to be really interested to see what comes out with the bill that just was passed to expose COVID origins and how much is actually going to be shown and or redacted. I think that's going to show us a lot. And yeah, when people start seeing more of the truth coming out from those outlets, there's going to be more people protesting than just the arrest of politicians.
Well, at the Republican Central Committee last night, I made a comment to the committeemen and committeewomen present, including myself. I'm a committeeman. If President Trump was smart, he would pay this prosecutor to arrest him. It's going to be the biggest boost to his campaign imaginable.
Well, that's what Elon Musk said. If he gets arrested, he's going to win in a landslide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's going to be interesting to see if it happens and the consequences. It will galvanize President Trump's base of support nationwide. And men and women who typically wouldn't make a donation, they'll be writing checks for $20 or $50, whatever they can afford. They may sacrifice an evening out with their wife and send a $50 check instead. That's what I expect to happen. How about you, Chance? You're on mute, Chance.
I'm back now. I just changed my phone.
Much better. Keep doing it. Yes.
Go ahead and ask that question again. I was changing microphones, John.
Your opinion of the consequences of President Trump being arrested in terms of galvanizing his base of support?
You know, all it does is bring his supporters, the conservatives, together more than anything else. It just cements the fact that this corruption that continues, this political, and it's all political, does nothing more than make those that have supported him in the past have a stronger belief in his values and gives him a better opportunity, to win this upcoming election. I mean, it's in reality, John, I mean, I have to say it, this whole thing is just contrived. And the statute of limitations has run out, and this prosecutor in New York is way outside of his bounds. I just think the whole thing is just a joke.
Well, if there was a crime, the statute of limitations had run out, but there was no crime. This is a routine business matter. It happens all the time, all the time. So anyway, I want to do a segue here. Mike Adams interviewed Dr. Paul Cottrell yesterday, and Dr. Cottrell provided the evidence, the hard evidence anybody can find, reinforcing what I've known for almost 3 years, that the COVID-19 began at Chapel Hill, North Carolina University, and then the research was transferred to Wuhan to complete the research. And it's more reinforcement of what I've known for nearly 3 years, and probably both of you nearly as long, if not as long. And the truth is coming out, gentlemen. It can't be hidden. And once enough the public wakes up to this and they're talking to their congressmen and senators, that's when these congressmen and senators will take action, I believe. What do you think, Chance? We have a break. Hold on. We have a break.
We have a break.
We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because
you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. His website and phone number are under everything else. Links to other websites. And Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. And Chance, you got fresh coffee you just roasted yesterday?
We do. So the coffee is 100% organic. From Honduras. I have to say that's all we will drink now because it is so smooth. It's considered the second smoothest coffee in the world. It is roasted light to medium and is available today for immediate shipment and for 22 ounces of coffee pouched in a Mylar pouch, which gives that coffee a 3-year shelf life. Only $19.95, so you can
go to libertyman.com
and pick some of that up.
Well, gentlemen, we have with us Attorney Todd Callender. Good morning, Todd.
Hello.
Good morning, Todd.
Oh, there we go.
With us.
Thanks, good John.
Okay. First of all, sir, do you have a website that people can go to?
Sure. It's VaxChoice, VAXChoice.com. And the other one is DRAdvocates.com.
DR Advocates. Okay. I'm going to take the lead. We have two other members on our panel, Dr. Phil Myers, chiropractic physician, and Chance, a proprietor down in Texas. Now, first of all, to lay some groundwork, you represent both former and current U.S. military members that have issues concerning the vaccination, COVID-19 vaccination clot shot.
Yeah, I have two military, both of which have since left the military. One's on ready reserve, but if they, given our day in court, they would be representative of an entire class of
okay. Players. And how many former military members do you have?
It's a great question. Probably 200,000 or so that left the military as a result of the shot mandate.
Okay. All right.
Let me put it this way: it's the entire human race, because the issue is the mRNA caused everybody that got the shots to be a slave. They're owned, according to U.S.
law. Roger that. Now, my presumption—I may be completely wrong. My presumption is that you probably have communication with men and women who are active duty service members. Is that accurate, sir?
Yeah, we have lots of them. You know, in the lawsuit, it's those two, but our firm represents thousands and thousands of service members.
Okay, now, if you haven't, I hope we can have further conversations. My personal inquiry and interest is what conversations are taking place in the barracks of active duty men and women.
There's great news on that. They understand that the WHO is now in charge of the military, and they're not going to go along with the program.
Now, this is, obviously the majority would be in enlisted ranks, but what would be the percentage of officers, and if there's a breakdown between company grade, field grade, and flag rank officers, what would that be, sir?
Yeah, you get 05s on down, just a smattering of 06s and zero general officers.
Okay. All right.
We have retired. I work with about 300 retired general officers, but none active duty.
Well, and that's my belief, and we haven't discussed this, is that the majority, probably a high percentage, were retired before they would retire normally under the Obama administration.
That's right.
Accurate? Okay.
That's exactly right.
All right. And those men and whatever women would be alpha male warriors who the guys and gals you would want if there really was a war.
Absolutely. They're the ones that would have brought charges against Lloyd Austin.
Well,
because he's in charge, right? He's the guy that attacked our military. He's the guy that forced this poison into the veins.
Roger that. So pilots tend to be more cognizant of their health in general because they have to get a physical every 6 months.
That's right.
Have you met with the lieutenant colonel from Alabama, Huntsville?
I work with a lot of pilots, military and otherwise. I happen to be a pilot.
She's the flight surgeon in charge of.
You're talking about Teresa Long. She's my star witness. Yes. She's my first half hit in my lawsuit.
Okay.
She's an expert witness for us.
Roger that. Now, her prognostication, I believe, will turn out to be accurate and true.
No doubt.
Here's our break. Hold on, everybody. We got a break. Gentlemen, we'll be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Fix bayonets. Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Before the day is over, we're going to have the 1967 CIA memo countering arguments that about how John Kennedy was murdered, assassinated on my website under Insights into History. Visiting with Chance, proprietor of Simple Clean Foods, my friend Dr. Phil Myers, and Todd Callender. The website for Callender's outfit is Vax Choice, V-A-X-X. It's Victor Alpha X-Ray, X-Ray Choice.com. And I got a further inquiry here, Doctor, and I would love to have Dr. Long on with me, but as you probably know, the FAA changed the protocols for what is acceptable heart condition for commercial airline pilots and all pilots, now allowing pilots to fly commercial airlines that would be prohibited back in August when they changed it. So my question, and you may or may not know the answer, has the U.S. military changed the protocols for what's a healthy heart to allow pilots to fly or prevent them from flying, if you know, sir?
Sorry, John, is that for me? Sorry, I apologize. That's for me. I'm sorry. Doctor, go ahead.
John, who is that for?
Well, it's for Todd, because he's in contact with Dr. Long.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. The first and foremost, our firm represents a senior FAA whistleblower by the name of Bruce McGray, who has filed twice now, Inspector General reports, both of which have been ignored. that not only have they extended the time period that effectively hides the myocarditis or pericarditis, but they recognize it, and they're issuing special certificates that make note of it and warn the pilot, oh, by the way, you may have vaccine-induced myocarditis, and if you don't feel good, don't fly the airplane. So aside, effectively, these are pilots that failed the flight physical because of heart problems, and the FAA is giving them special clearance to fly on that basis. In terms of the military, the flight physicals, they call them upslips. Upslips if they're going to be passed to go and fly some more, and downslips if they don't. The military is very reticent to issue any downslips. They're effectively letting things slide. We've got pilots not just with heart problems, but major, major problems. To the turbo cancer, they go from no cancer to stage 4 in 30 days. Glandular issues, a lot of testicular cancer. You name the malady, and they've got it.
The cancer uprise. One of my doctors here in Atlanta, infectious disease doc, he is seeing that rampantly in his office. Increased cancers, lots of it.
Yeah, the military reports a 10,000% increase, more than 10,000% increase.
Well, when you go from almost, you know, these are healthy, these are the top 25% of physical condition men and women in the country, you go from nearly zero, which it was nearly zero, of course it's going to increase dramatically. But so instead of doing what the FAA has done, the military is basically ignoring. Is that the response there?
Yeah, because it's not just the heart issues. There are lots and lots of issues, and they're keeping the pilots in school. I mean, that's where Dr. Long is, Fort Rucker, where they train helicopter pilots. And once somebody gets into that program, it costs a lot of money to get them through. But in addition to that, what she has noted is cognitive problems, right? You might remember in the Pfizer six-month post-marketing authorization, they listed 1,291 serious adverse events of special interest, the number one of which was something called the 1p36 gene deletion syndrome. That gene controls your frontal cortex and whether or not it atrophies. And what they're reporting is that these people can't get through the program because they can't think.
What is the percentage of ones that are having to drop out now as compared to, say, 3 years ago, if you know?
They're not dropping them out. They just recycle them.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
As if the brain's going to get smarter after a few weeks and have a better performance.
Yeah. You know, it's what the doctor said, by the way. You know, they put three separate HIV proteins in these shots for the purpose of disarming people's immune systems. That way they could slip the little lipid nanoparticle bomber inside of the cells. The problem is they didn't turn the immunity back on. And so any malady this person would have had before that was latent now becomes active. And that's why you see 1,291. Yeah, yes, sir.
Stays
doctor.
Active. Todd, Theresa Long gave sworn testimony under the whistleblower protection, but they demoted her, gave her a different assignment in spite of that, didn't they, sir?
Well, temporarily. She was one of our first witnesses. My case is Robert V. Austin. It's still alive. It's in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and her testimony got into evidence, and I can tell you this. She filed that on the basis that she was a whistleblower before she actually went to D.C., and the military has been very careful with her in every way, and they temporarily gave her, you know, an assignment that wasn't doing anything, was writing papers, but they put her right back. They put her right back.
Oh, she's back. Okay, I didn't know she was back.
Yep.
Well, good for her. Good for her. Now she's in a position to certify a physical fitness or not. Is that an accurate statement for these pilots?
Yeah, she's a flight surgeon. That's right.
I assume she's doing the right thing and not certifying pilots who are not physically fit. Is that accurate also?
It is. But, you know, what I would say to you is this. A number of pilots have come to her and said, look, doc, I can't fly the aircraft. And they are volunteering their medical certificate. They're effectively saying, look, it's too dangerous. Fail my flight physical. And that has happened.
And if you know, what would be the percentage of pilots who've done that, sir?
No, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm just aware that it's happening.
Okay. All right. My goodness. Well, Chance, you've been very patiently listening here. What questions do you have for Todd, sir?
Well, not as much a question as I'm just stunned for the number that you guys threw out a second ago, 10,000% increase in cancer. To me, John, that is amazing.
Well, it's more than 10,000. They stopped counting at 10,000%.
Really?
That's horrific. That's absolutely horrific.
It's the nature of the military, whether it's Fort Rucker or anywhere else, that these men not only work together, they socialize together. It's
that's right.
You know, if you work for IBM, you go home to your community. You don't spend 24/7 with the members of IBM or Ford Motor Company, whoever you work for. But it's the nature of that culture. That they all know each other, they have living quarters in close proximity, they eat meals together, they have their sports activities together, go to the movie shows together. So within that culture, word has to be spreading like wildfire that, oh my God, they're killing us. Would that be an accurate statement, Todd?
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. The answer is yes, in many respects, probably about half. The other half don't want to know. They cannot bring themselves to confront the reality, so they just act like it doesn't exist.
Todd, this is Chance again. I have a further question. So understanding where we're at and through your research and due diligence, why has the mainstream media not picked up on this? I mean, I know the obvious answer, but why aren't more people talking about this? Getting this out there to the public.
Because this is a genocide, and the media are a co-conspirator. They are a part of this genocide, as is our government. And I try to explain this simply to people. Your government is not here to help you. They are here to kill you. We are in the midst of a depopulation agenda, and our government is leading the way for the world. It's not just the United States. You will find the exact same thing in every country in the world, effectively. Those presidents who didn't do this, for instance, in Tanzania, in Peru, Haiti, they were all removed and replaced with people who would go with the agenda. So they are part of the apparatus.
They were assassinated.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. Magufuli in Tanzania, strange circumstances, dead. Obviously, the president of Haiti. They just, you know, they sent in a team to get rid of him.
Precisely. Doctor, the Chinese general staff must be having champagne cocktails with strawberries, celebrating defeating the United States military without firing a shot. Would that be a fair statement?
Sorry, John. I lost track. So was that for Chance?
For Todd.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I mean, the answer is yes. They, you know, during the Obama administration, the Chinese senior leadership in the military unleashed a paper called Unrestricted Warfare. And in that paper, you will find that they went to the trouble of studying the military and said, we cannot beat them on the battlefield. We have to destroy them from within. And that's exactly what's happened. They got our senior leadership in the military to give 1.4 million active users, active duty people, an experimental shot where all of the test animals in the clinical trials died. Now, how does that sound in terms of battle readiness? Our force is down 25% at this moment, and recruiting goals are down 25% on top of it. They cannot replace people. They've eliminated the GED or high school diploma requirement, and they've eliminated the language requirement. So who is now filling those ranks? Is it possible that the military-aged men walking across the border of Mexico that don't speak English, you know, are they coming in? And the answer to that is yes. So this is unrestricted warfare. They have taken out our country, our military, without firing a shot, and under the laws of war, you will find that an alien occupier who takes over substantial government functions has won the war. So under international law, our country is actually done. It doesn't help that Biden, Obrador, and Trudeau got up in front of the world stage on January 10 of this year and said, we're declaring the North American area. The effect of that is to eliminate our borders. How does one define sovereignty? By having borders and defending them. Where does our country sit today?
Well, this is very sobering, to say the least. I'm kind of at a loss for words here. Doctor, what questions do you have for Todd?
Well, okay, so I'm totally with you on the cognitive dissonance with everything and the hidden agenda within what you just explained verbatim. So segue into how this, because there's the whole thing with the white hat and the switch over to what's going to be called the New Republic and the elimination of this whole system that has been in play that took over everything that is the depopulation agenda. What's your foresight in what do you think is going to happen in the next, let's say, 6 months to a year?
Yeah, great question. So if people look at the agenda for the 21st century, otherwise known as Agenda 21, now it's Agenda 2030 because they incorporated the Rio Climate Accords, what you'll find is three primary goals: the elimination of private property rights, the elimination of borders, and a 95% reduction in the world population. We are in that right now. So those goals march on, and Klaus Schwab's up there bragging about it. In the meantime, I will tell you this. The owners of this world, meaning the people behind the Bank for International Settlements that owns all of the private central banks of the planet, save three, are missing. None of the frustration you see, including Trump being in office for effectively 5 years because he had some lead time in afterwards, that frustration caused, I think, irreversible damage to this plan that they have to reach by 2030. And I think we've got a better than 50-50 chance of surviving this. And their goals to poison, you know, the whole world's population fell way short. I think only about 45% of the people on the planet got the shots. And very few, you know, got more than one shot. I think we got a fighting chance. The key to it, Doctor, is that Americans stand up. They opt out of the current system. There's a lot of people going into the state national movement. There's effectively a parallel government that's being built right now. The key to that is our people in uniform, law enforcement, military. We must incorporate them. We must build that bridge. We must engage them as family and friends and explain to them what's happening.
Are you talking about more the David Strait route or more the Anna von Rice route?
Yeah, so there's actually more than just those two. We're seeing it in England as well and a few other places. And so yeah, I don't know that it matters. The UCC is one you're talking about, Uniform Commercial Code route, and the other one is effectively reclaiming your birth certificate. I don't think it matters. What matters is they're opting out of the system, right? They're not going to pay tax. They're not going to, you know, vote in these, you know, fraudulent elections. They're making their own way, and they're bringing law enforcement with them.
Todd, I
understand they made the cloth shot optional in the military, but they've made a mandatory shot or shots that are just as bad, if not worse.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
That's absolutely. So we've got, you know, active military clients, one of which was on a Navy ship, sent us the ingredients of the flu shot that he was being forced to take, and they were worse. All of the shots contain what's called hydrogel. Hydrogel is the damaging parts of these things, and that's what's installing what Moderna called the operating system. Included in that hydrogel, cesium-137, we know because we tested it. And it's listed as one of their ingredients. So there are numerous poisons in all of the shots. We found it even in lidocaine now. We find it in insulin. They must inject hydrogel into people in order to effectively hijack their bodies, turn them into batteries, turn them into transistors, transmitters, and transducers. That is the effect of cesium-137 when it binds to living tissue, and that's what they've done to the people that got the shots.
That's really scary.
It's worse, John, because U.S. law as it sits today, it's a case called Molecular Pathology versus Myriad Genetics, 2013 Supreme Court case, says use of mRNA to effectuate gene modification results in that synthetic product. In this case, we're talking about vax people. They are owned by the patent holders. And worse, you know, they are effectively a new species, and the question is what rights does that species enjoy? I've made this allegation in my case since August 2021. Never once has the DOJ, DOD, HHS, or FDA denied it. Never once. Here we are in the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the court refuses to issue a ruling based on it. It's a violation of our 13th Amendment. You don't get to own people. Right, that's what our 13th Amendment was about, and that's the result of the people that got the shots. They are now owned by the patent holders.
Well, the counter argument is they're no longer people.
That's right. And so, if you think about it this way, if you shoot your dog in the head, is that a homicide? And the answer is no. Homicide is the unlawful taking of a human life. How do we define humans? Homo sapiens sapien. This new species, our government named in 2001, Borg.
Really?
Yes, it's in the NASA Langley Research Paper, Fifth Generation Warfare, 2021, and you will find on page 2 that they talk about super soldiers, and they named them Borg. In other places, you will find them named Homo Borgensis. We have a whole division called Synbio, whose job is to genetically modify every plant animal species on the planet. That is in our Department of Health and Human Services.
Stand by, gentlemen. We have a break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. Look out and look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Todd Callender, Chance, and Dr. Myra said. Todd Callender's website is Vax, VAXXChoice.com. Todd, in your discussions with field grade officers and maybe some of the flag rank officers, especially, it's been known for centuries that once you lose a certain percentage of your combat troops, you're no longer an effective fighting force.
That's right.
Or that, whatever that percentage. Have those discussions come up with the flag rank officers, sir?
Oh, yes. we're way past that point. Right there, the morale is gone, the esprit de corps is gone, the trust is gone. What the Secretary of Defense did was an illegal order, but he put in the order, this is a lawful order. He effectively ordered people to commit suicide, and now our service members and others know that. So, you know, next time the order comes down, are they going to listen? Worse is that according to the amended international health regulations with the WHO, and the move of public health as a responsibility under the DOD, the Defense Health Agency in particular, effectively now Tedros Adnan is in charge of our military and has the ability to effectively order them on mere suspicion of a communicable disease to detain indefinitely or even treat with experimental drugs anybody on the planet. And they know that.
Okay. We got a question offline here, something about the effect of insulin on the technicians, the technology.
Yes. Yeah, well, hydrogel, we have found it in insulin. Right. They're, in fact, they're trying to put it in effectively every injectable now. So I had somebody just last week said, well, I've got to go get a tooth dealt with. And I said, well, talk to your doctor and try and get an anesthesia before 2020. Because it seems that, you know, they're trying to put it in every single injectable that they can, if you can imagine, even lidocaine. So try and find. There are others, by the way, coming into the market, you know, pharmaceutical companies, particularly in India, that are not going with the program. So look for those injectables that you might need outside of the U.S.
So getting back to a moment ago, the flag rank officers that you're working with are saying that at right now, on the 22nd day of March 2023, U.S. military has lost their combat effectiveness and can no longer fight effectively in a war. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, they are no longer battle ready. That's correct.
Okay. Doctor, you got a question?
Yeah, when you say they're not battle ready, what does that mean per se?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you arrive at that conclusion. Just the size of the force and their ability to perform. So there are lots of reports that people can't show up to work. They're all sick. They're on leave. They're in the med bay. And I mean, it's a huge percent that simply cannot perform their jobs because they are sick from the shots. And on top of that, you've got, you know, people that don't, there's no esprit de corps. People won't follow the orders.
Roger that. We got you about 15 more minutes here, Todd.
Sure.
Okay. And we'll say goodbye to Chance and Dr. Myers and Professor McCanny. Will join us after the top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Todd. Good talking to you.
Yeah, my pleasure, gentlemen.
Okay, guys, hold on.
Thank you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world.